This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Sometimes we grow so accustomed to our routines that we fail to see what's looking us right in the face. I was removing sutures from Jeremy, a young man who was a victim of an unprovoked stabbing. As I unwrapped the disposable suture removal kit that sat on a portable metal table, I placed each item on a plastic drape. There were dressings, disposable scissors, disposable forceps, a disposable scalpel, a paper drape covered with plastic, think saran wrap on one side, individual packets of antibiotic ointment, and bandages. Wow, Jeremy said as he lay shirtless on his back. When you're done with all this stuff, are you just going to throw it out? I explained, yeah, it's all disposable. When I was recently in Central America, I was impressed with how nearly everything in medicine was reused and re-sterilized. For example, the drapes were cloth, they were not paper, and they were clean, sterilized, and reused the way it was here a generation ago. Instruments like scalpels had blades removed and the handles were washed and then sterilized. Here at home, our sterile gowns are no longer washed but tossed out at the end of each procedure. Our masks and caps and boots are rolled in a ball and discarded. In America, it's become cheaper to use something once and discard than to sterilize. Of course, some instruments are still sterilized and reused, and there are other things that just can't be sterilized and reused. But medicine has become enormously wasteful, leaving what must be a carbon footprint the size of King Kong, and mountains of contaminated medical stuff large enough to fill landfills the size of small states back east. Some of this material, such as plastic devices used in the operating room, will sit for years, leaching out chemicals with dangerous health effects. Admittedly, medicine is a hyper-cautious profession. We've been told to go disposable for the sake of patient safety. But is that really true? In other developed nations that reuse materials, are rates of infections any higher? Another part of the problem may be labor costs to clean as opposed to buy new. But I have to believe that if medicine set its mind to significantly reducing its carbon footprint, it could do so quickly and easily. Perhaps the best way to green medicine is to provide a meaty incentive or a penalty. Perhaps it's time for America to join other nations in creating a roadmap to a greener, healthier medicine. Now, to create that change, we will need incentives. We'll also need stigma to chastise the worst polluters and accolades for those who invent new approaches to the greening of medicine. But it's high time to start this process right now. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.